According to a Bush administration report announced in late July, the number of chronically homeless people living on the nation's streets and in shelters has dropped by about 30%, from about 176,000 to 124,000 from 2005 to 2007. Chronically homeless people make up 18% of the total number of homeless in the U.S. Officials at HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, said the drop is largely due to implementation of its Housing First policy, in which hard-to-house individuals are placed in permanent shelter, apartments, halfway houses, or rooms, and provided services for drug addiction, mental illness, and health problems. Some housing advocates hail the reduction, but others are skeptical that more of the chronically homeless have, in fact, escaped homelessness. Many are also concerned about individuals and families who may be homeless for shorter periods of time or are not counted as homeless at all. Nationally, the government estimates the total number of homeless people in the U.S. has dropped to about 666,000 in 2007 from 754,000 in 2005. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Michael Stoops, acting executive director of the National Coalition for the Homeless. He addresses different definitions of homelessness that are used by the federal government and by advocacy groups, and predicts a coming wave of homelessness due to the home mortgage crisis.
We are glad that, whenever there's a decrease in the homeless population, if the figures are true, we hope that the folks who are no longer seeking help have gotten help and are now housed individuals. However, the overall decrease in numbers, they're only counting the folks that go to shelters and seek out services, and it's not counting the folks who've given up either on themselves or on society, and that's nearly half of the homeless population. So we think that the count is probably not accurate. The decrease in the chronic homeless population, and the chronic means that people have been on the streets for a while. Some of those folks have been able to get into a limited number of housing vouchers designed specifically for the hard-to-serve homeless population. But in many cases, the chronic homeless folks have been pushed out of the downtown areas as downtown America has become more gentrified. And those folks they're no longer visible, and therefore they're no longer being counted. So sometimes cities will say, well, we don't have a problem anymore because we don't see any homeless people.
Who exactly is considered homeless?
The federal government has a very narrow definition of who the homeless are. You have to either be in a shelter or on the streets, and the majority of homeless people sometimes are sleeping in their cars or doubled and tripled up, living with family or friends, or they're renting a cheap motel on a week-to-week basis.
And none of them are counted?
And none of them are considered part of the homeless population, even though we consider them to be homeless, and therefore they're not eligible for whatever government programs are available for homeless individuals. The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development requires communities to do a point-in-time count for 24 hours during the last week of January. A study that they put out in 2007, and it was for 2005, in which they found that 44% of the nation's homeless were unsheltered, and that was a staggering figure.
Michael Stoops, can you explain what the Federal Housing and Urban Development's Housing First policy means for the chronically homeless?
The so-called Housing First program, where people get housing vouchers for the folks who are the chronic. Here in Washington, D.C., last year, we have 12,000 homeless people on any given night. We have about 4,000 shelter beds, more during the winter than during the summer. And so they only had 25 Housing First vouchers available. So how do they decide who are the lucky few? They did a lottery system, and my friend David, who's a paranoid schizophrenic, he lucked out, and he's now into housing because he won the lottery. So we need to make sure that everybody is getting help. And our federal government, they're fixated with just trying to end chronic homelessness, and we want to end homelessness for everybody, including families and children, single men, etc. To be honest, we've all grown accustomed to having homeless people living on our streets and sidewalks and parks, and we walk by people who are living outside. So when people say that we've solved the problem, we still have a long ways to go.
So what's your best guess about whether homelessness is increasing or decreasing?
The recent report where the government is saying the numbers are down, many cities around the country are saying the complete opposite, that there's been an increase in the numbers. Our network of shelters and soup kitchens and food pantries are telling us that there's no room at the inn, the food cupboard is empty, the soup line is a lot longer. And this is even before the impact of the current unofficial recession that everybody knows that we're currently in, and it doesn't include the thousands of people nationwide, tens of thousands, who have lost their homes due to foreclosures. Both homeowners and tenants have lost their homes, and those folks will not become homeless right away overnight. It could be a year to 2 years before they literally come knocking on our shelter door. So there's a tidal wave coming, a bad tidal wave, and we hope that the new Congress and the new president will make ending poverty in this country a priority. Right now, our government is only spending $1.5 billion a year to help homeless people nationwide. You could spend that amount in one state, and there would still be people living on the streets. So it's clear we need additional resources, and I don't care whether it comes from Bill Gates or the federal government. It must be done.
That was Michael Stoops of the National Coalition for the Homeless based in Washington, D.C. Contact the coalition at area code 202-462-4822 or visit their website at nationalhomeless.org.